it's only recently that I've really known what a brave man he's been. And I'm so proud of him. Always have been.
Has he ever flown the plane that you've been a passenger in?
Oh, yes. In those days, you could get away with all sorts of things. He'd come and meet me when we were courting. We'd get along.
Jane, did you know how amazing your dad was when you were young?
No, I didn't. I was always quite surprised when people used to refer to my dad as the Winko. I didn't even understand what that was until later years. But obviously, as you grow, you become more interested in what your parents have done and their parents and the family tree. A few years ago, we went to Cosford, RAF Cosford, with Dad to the museum. And walking around there, Dad was saying, "Oh, I've flown one of those. Oh, I've flown one of those. I've flown one of those too. And actually, I've flown that very one." And we came back and Dad looked up his records and there was the record, the serial number, showing that Dad had flown that very plane. But as I stood there, they're huge. And to look at my dad and think, wow, you really did that. You got into the plane, you took people with you and off you went. And as you see with the photos over Burma and places, to have done what he did is just beyond comprehension, really. He's just my dad.
How would you sum your dad up if you were describing him to someone who never met him?
Very modest. Never complains, never moans about aches and pains, never shows off. Always, always willing to help. Even now, if I bring the shopping in, Dad will try and help me. Or if I've perhaps been on the floor doing something, he'll always put his hand out to lift me up, even though obviously I'm much heavier than Dad and he'd end up on the floor instead. But yes, and always open a door for the ladies, and just a really, really caring, compassionate person.